This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. As housing prices skyrocket, unemployment persists, and wages are stagnant, housing security has become urgent. A federal judge last week struck down the CDC's eviction moratorium. In New Mexico, there are local protections for renters, however. There are ways around those rules. UNM law professor Serge Martinez works with law students and with the housing advocacy group Amparo to help Albuquerque's most vulnerable people stay in their homes. He talked to KUNM's Kaveh Movahedi.
These are folks who are one financial hiccup away from financial disaster. And one of the first places you feel that is in your housing situation. They're at risk every month of potentially not being able to make rent.
What do your interventions look like?
If someone is able to get to us quickly enough, then we're often able to step in and provide some legal defenses, at least represent them, and often work something out to sort of slow down the actual eviction process so they can access resources or work out a graceful exit, but just to make sure that they are, not railroaded by the system as much. Often we'll see people when it's past that point. In those cases, we do spend a lot of time trying to help folks recover security deposits that are withheld or reduce the amount of a judgment that's against them because they didn't owe X, Y, or Z.
I wonder if with these families in particular, if there are issues of race or gender at play.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a long-standing systemic issue. Renters are disproportionately not white because of historical patterns and policies that have made them less able to take advantage of programs that foster homeownership. Also, that's the part of our population that is more likely to have a low-paying job or to be low income. And, it's all concentrated in the rental world.
I wonder about regulations that may be getting in the way of affordable housing. Is it fair to think government could approach the problem differently and get better outcomes?
Focusing on housing as something that we prioritize and value as a society is something that we really haven't done as much of as I think would be beneficial. For example, the Albuquerque Housing Authority doesn't have nearly enough of what are called Section 8 vouchers. Vouchers to give people to be able to subsidize their housing, 50% of the need is met, if that. Public housing is something that has been neglected. It has a really bad rap. We actually have public housing here in Albuquerque. Not a lot of people know it because it doesn't look like what they think it looks like. But there's huge demand for public housing. We have fewer than 1,000 units, as I believe, here in Albuquerque. And we also have things that are just keeping us from maximizing some of our housing possibilities, right? Zoning issues that prevent multifamily housing, that make it harder to put a casita or some sort of accessory dwelling in your property.
How should we think about reinvesting in older neighborhoods when we also know that could drive up the rents?
I worry about gentrification if we stick to the traditional notion of gentrification. If instead we say neighborhood revitalization is an important thing and we're going to support it and do it in a way that doesn't drive out the people who live there. We see better educational outcomes with better housing. We see better public health outcomes, personal health, mental health, behavioral health. Community development benefits from having a stable population in a stable community that can support local businesses and create political power that can address the needs of the folks who live there.
Where should people go if they're getting in trouble?
The first call should be to their landlord, which it may be counterintuitive to some people, but the landlord doesn't usually want to evict somebody, right? They would like to have a stable tenant who can pay the rent. Once you get evicted, it's harder to find a new place. You're not going to have a few hundred dollars or $1,000 sitting around to pay a new security deposit. It sort of snowballs and can be catastrophic for families to be evicted. And the elements that caused you to be evicted in the first place are probably not going to disappear. We still have shockingly low wages in this country, and in New Mexico is no exception. It's important to recognize that most folks who are facing eviction for non-payment of rent is not because they just woke up one day and decided, I don't feel like paying the rent. Right? It's because they were put into an untenable situation, having to choose between paying the rent and paying for their kid to go to the doctor, paying for to fix their car so they could go to work, paying for whatever other sorts of expenses show up in people's lives. It's reluctantly and done often with shame and with every intention of going to find that money as quickly as possible and get paid up. And often it just doesn't work out like that.
Thank you very much, Professor Martinez.
Thank you, sir.
That was KUNM's Kaveh Movahed talking with Serge Martinez, a law professor at UNM who specializes in economic justice and works with Amparo, a group that helps people with emergency housing. He was also a guest on last week's Let's Talk New Mexico. You can find it online at KUNM.org.